You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
While many of us were enjoying a lovely Sunday sleep-in, a group of 27 Greenpeace protesters occupied an OMV exploration vessel in protest of ocean drilling. The last of the protesters were removed by police on Tuesday morning, after 50 hours on board the ship. OMV is an Austrian oil and gas company that has been searching for oil off the coast of New Zealand and is planning to drill in three locations off the Taranaki coast and in one location off the Otago coast. This is the most recent in a string of protests against OMV, but Greenpeace is confident in their impact. I spoke with Greenpeace NZ's lead climate campaigner, Amanda Larson, to ask about their wild weekend.
So what did you guys get up to this weekend?
This weekend, a really courageous group of 27 people boarded a oil support vessel in the port of Timaru. So that oil support vessel was bound for the coast of Taranaki, where there's this massive oil rig that's about to start drilling there, and it needs this support vessel in order to anchor down and get that drill rig into position. So they managed to prevent that from happening for nearly 3 days.
Even after the last of the protesters were removed by the police, you guys seemed pretty positive in that you'd put OMV under scrutiny. What are you hoping that this will raise the awareness of?
OMV have, you know, been hoping to be able to do this drilling out of sight and out of mind. They have a pretty low profile in New Zealand, and despite all of the kind of petitions and protest actions outside of their offices and so on, they really haven't responded. So they've been trying to keep a low profile. And it's my hope that there isn't a single person in New Zealand now who hasn't heard of OMV and doesn't know that they are planning more exploratory drilling in New Zealand.
So what are some of the risks of oil drilling, and more specifically what OMV is doing, which is extremely deep drilling?
We're in the middle of a climate change emergency. There are bushfires raging in Australia that are affecting people's lives and affecting wildlife and really causing devastation over there at the moment, and that's just the most recent example. And we know that if we burn more fossil fuels like oil and gas, then the situation is only going to get worse. So it's complete madness that anyone is searching for oil and gas anymore to burn, let alone here in New Zealand. So that's the major thing front of mind for us. The other side is that OMV, of course, are planning deep sea drilling off the south coast, off the coast of the South Island, at 1,500 meter depths, which is similar to the Deepwater Horizon. So we know the risks of a catastrophic blowout and spill in this kind of environment.
So the National Party's criticized this a little bit. They're claiming that this ship is not drilling for oil, but rather for natural gas.
Gas is still a fossil fuel. Both oil and gas are fossil fuels, and we can't afford to burn any of them. So it doesn't really matter what they find, whether they find oil or gas, it's still going to contribute to climate change and still push us over the limit in terms of how much carbon we can be emitting into the atmosphere. So what companies like OMV should be doing is just stopping that new hunt for oil and gas, and instead, you know, either transitioning to clean energy or getting out of business.
Another thing that National mentioned, that they're claiming this natural gas is kind of a lesser of two evils and that it would otherwise be replaced with coal.
The argument that gas would be replaced with coal is incredibly out of date. What we're seeing around the world is that gas power plants, for example, are already being replaced by combinations of solar and wind and batteries because it's actually more economic. So in Australia, the massive Tesla battery plant has outcompeted gas for power, peaking power supply, just on economic terms, you know. So this is the kind of last desperate gasp of the oil and gas industry to try and stay relevant at a time when their industry is fueling the climate crisis and more people are starting to see the perils of continuing to use these dirty fuels.
Well, I want to ask a little bit about this this big 34,000 ton oil rig. Was the purpose of this protest sort of more about addressing OMV more broadly rather than specifically just the ship? I mean, I know that you mentioned that it's particularly difficult to protest the oil rig when it's so remote.
This oil rig has been floating 50 nautical miles off the coast, and it's really hard for anyone to sort of get in the way and stop that because, you know, OMV wants their oil rig to be out of sight and out of mind. So it's got these support vessels that it needs to be able to anchor into position, and those support vessels come into port, and that provided an opportunity for a group of protesters to hold up OMV's operations for at least 3 days.
Could you tell me a little bit more about the role that OMV plays in climate change specifically and emissions?
OMV is one of just 100 companies that have caused more than 70% of the world's carbon emissions. So they are incredibly responsible for the climate crisis that we currently face alongside other major oil and gas companies. And I think one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that the oil, gas, and coal industries have known about climate change for more than 30 years. You know, that's more than my entire lifetime. And they have had ample opportunity to transition to clean energy, to support a whole new generation of workers, to find new clean energy jobs. And instead, they have poured billions of dollars into political lobbying for climate inaction. They have poured billions of dollars into climate science denial, and that's absolutely unacceptable. They have squandered a whole generation's worth of time for dealing with the climate crisis, and now we're seeing the impacts of that, for example, in Australia.
I guess, why not transition? Why haven't they done it already?
I think it's, you know, it's a profit motive, right? Like, the oil and gas industry doesn't have to pay for the cost of climate change. Those who are paying the cost of climate change are all those people in Australia who've lost their homes, or, you know, people who are experiencing flooding, or who are experiencing lack of resources and lack of food because of drought and other things. The oil and gas industry doesn't have to pay for the cost, so they can just keep eking out every last cent from this industry without having to face the consequences. And to date, they've been allowed to do that by governments around the world. And I think it's really inspiring to see that there is a massive global movement that is saying enough is enough. If the government isn't going to lead, then we're going to take action ourselves to stop this industry from wrecking our futures.
And it's my understanding that there's going to be another protest next week.
Yeah, so this is just the you know, the start of the protests against OMV. There's another mass activity happening up in New Plymouth in less than a week's time to kind of carry on the protest. Their oil supply vessel might be leaving the port of Timaru soon enough, and that means that the oil and gas rig will be anchoring into position and starting to drill soon, but we're not going to let that happen out of sight and out of mind. So hundreds of people are bound for New Plymouth to continue the protest.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.